Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, listen up, Odd Couple fans. If you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you have to do is type in Odd Couple, wherever you get your podcast. You download the show, and then hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Rob is in Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup. I see him munching. I don't know what he's doing, but it looks like he's eating a lot of good food out there.
Man, I had to eat something. I'm going to have dinner after we get out of here, but I need something to hold me over, Chris. Here
I'm stuck here in chilly New Jersey.
Is it cold? It's November, though.
It's probably the high was around 50 earlier today.
I'm not going to lie. It was almost 80 degrees today, right, Rob? 78, something like that, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm sure it was great. It's 48 where I'm at.
Okay.
48 degrees, but I am inside, so I'm not going to complain. Rob, like I said, big games coming up this week, and the biggest, probably, Philadelphia hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is a huge game for both teams, but I think, and tell me if you disagree, it's bigger for the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys have to prove that they can play with the big boys, all right? They've been beating up on the likes of the Jets without Aaron Rodgers and the Giants and these weak sisters of the NFL. And they step up. You know, even Arizona, well, Rob, we can look past that. You know, we can – that happens sometimes.
Well, but what they were embarrassed by, the 49ers. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, that's the thing. The one time they stepped up in class – they got mashed. And it was – look, nobody would have held it against them for keeping it close, right, for losing a 7-point game or maybe even a 10-point game that was fairly close. But to get beat by 32, that's what has many people thinking, Dallas is good but not quite elite. And I think Sunday, Rob, they get a good chance to prove it. And again, look, obviously they want to win. If you're a Dallas fan, you want to win. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, Rob, honestly, if they lose by 3, even if they lose by 7, if it's a good game, close game, in Philadelphia, to a lot of people, that will prove that they are an upper echelon team. and that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the postseason.
Now, I think there comes a point, Chris, and this is where I'm going to disagree with you. This, because you're right, the 49ers, if they lost by seven or a late field goal or a touchdown made it 10, you could live with that. But at some point, if you want to turn your season around, this is the Sunday. To go to this game is in Philadelphia. You want to get people to buy into what you're doing and have some confidence. Dak Prescott is the king of beating Philadelphia, right? I think his record is 7-1 in his career beating Philadelphia.
8-3. 8-3.
Okay, 8-3.
And he's won his last three. Yep.
But he doesn't beat the good teams. Like when you look at his record against teams over 500, he struggles.
I think his record, honestly, Rob, I think it's improved in that regard.
Right,
I think
but it's still 4-1
against 4-1. But many good quarterbacks are under 500. I think he was 4-1 last year. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, but
I
the only problem is for the Cowboys, where they're trying to go, he's going to have to win some of those games. That's what I mean. And I get it, that it's hard to beat the best, but you need to be somewhere around 500. You know what I mean? Like, that's the goal against the best of the best. But my point is, the Cowboys need to win a game that people don't expect them to win. They're the underdogs.
Right.
How about going into Philadelphia and winning a game? The Eagles are coming off a good win, right? And Dallas can say, we can play with the big boys. Dak did come out to play and perform. And the defense didn't get knocked around like a rag doll. You know, if they give up 40 here or something. This is a game you want to talk about. We talk about measuring sticks all the time.
Yep.
This is a measuring stick. And losing close wouldn't be the end of the world. I'll give you that. But this is one that could give you that turn to, hey, we can win the division. We can get a bye. We're good enough. We can finally make this run to the Super Bowl that some people, including yours, truly picked them to finally get there. So I think that's why this is an important game for the Cowboys.
Well, you brought up a good point about the standings. And, Rob, if they win, they're 6-2, Philadelphia's 7-2. So, essentially, I mean, they're a half game back just because they haven't played as many games. And they would have the tiebreaker over Philly. So they would be in command of the NFC East. And they'd have a great chance at becoming the one seed. San Francisco obviously has three losses now. You expect Detroit and Seattle to stumble at some point and lose a game or two. So Dallas would really, Rob, control its own destiny. If they get the number one seed, they've won 11 straight games in Dallas. All right, at AT&T Stadium. So if they can get the number one seed in the NFC, that certainly enhances their chances of getting to the Super Bowl. So that is a good point there.
You're right about Dak. I mean, he's still under 500, 23-26 now, Chris, because he was 4-1 a year ago. So that helped to turn the tide on where he was.
Right.
But he's only 17-26 against, against the spread, against teams with the winning record. So. In that case, he's still underperforming. But this will be interesting to see if he can play well. He doesn't have to be lights out, but play well. Don't turn the ball over and give them a chance to win a big game. Because I think it's a big game. You talked about the position or where they could be and being in the number one seed coming out of the NFC.
A lot of Cowboys fans are taking heart in the fact that Dak has been good against the Eagles, Rob. He's 3-0. Over the last two seasons against the Eagles. In those three games, Rob, 11 touchdowns, just one interception, and he's averaged 293 yards a game. So that will get you excited. And like I said, he's 8-3 overall against the Eagles. And so he's had a lot of success against them. Here's the problem, though. Let's just talk about the last three wins. Because some of these wins, three of them are from 2017, two from 2018, two from 2019. Jalen Hurts wasn't even there.
That's a long time ago.
Right? It's a different
team. Let's be honest. Yeah,
so those are irrelevant at this point. But 2021, Rob, that game, Jalen Hurts was only making his sixth start. And you remember, that was the year they went 9-8. And everybody loved Jalen. And as you said many times, we had people on the radio from Philadelphia who were saying, we love him, his character, but we don't think he can throw. You know, and he didn't throw it that well that season. He was just a leader, a great runner, and he made a few throws. And then, so that, you got to look at that. Okay, they were 9-8. They were okay. The next year, Rob, or Dak's next victory, was a game at the end of the season when Philadelphia actually rested 10 of its starters, including 6 on the defensive side of the ball. And then the last victory that Dak had against Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts didn't play. Gardner Minshew was the quarterback. And I get it. Dak didn't play against Hurts or Minshew, the quarterback. He goes against the defense. But you know, Rob, who your quarterback is affects your defense. It affects the time of possession, how long the defense might be on the field, what your field position is, whether you're down, trailing, whether you're playing from behind, all of that. And so when you really dissect, Rob, these last three games where Dak Prescott has been 3-0 against Philadelphia, not many of them really. It's hard to take a lot from that when you really get into them and look at the specifics.
All of those are fair points, and they do matter, Chris. So for Dak, here's a primo opportunity with both teams fully loaded,
yep,
quarterbacks, no defenses being rested, right? You know, for
and both know the importance of the game.
And for
Rob,
Philadelphia, this is important, a big game, right? And for them to protect home field, Chris, right?
And like, here's the other thing, Rob, and not many people may know this. For Philadelphia, listen to their schedule. So they got the Cowboys this weekend, tough game. They got the Chiefs, they have a bye, and then they face the Chiefs. Then after that, the Bills. Then the 49ers. Then the Cowboys again. And then Seattle.
Wow.
So, I mean, sir, that is a murderer's row that they have coming up. 5 tough games, not including the one on Sunday. So, Rob, 7-1, I mean, if they go, what is that, 6 games? I mean, if they go 3-3, now all of a sudden 7-1. I mean, 10-4 looks
good.
Well,
they got 4 losses though, right?
Right, right. And so, I mean, they need to win this game. It's in Philly. And that's the other thing, Rob. You don't want them coming to your house and beating you, because you might meet them in the playoffs in Philly. And you don't want them feeling confident in your own building. And you know, we beat them here earlier. We know we can do it. So this is a huge game. I think it's bigger for Dallas, Rob. I think that, you know, Dallas, as we said, they need to prove that they can beat an elite team. Philadelphia, yes, it's big, but if they lose, nobody's writing them off. I mean, only if they, you know, keep losing, as I mentioned, their schedule.
Well, but that's the whole thing, too, and you're right. Like, this next stretch. So you don't want to lose a home game, you know, in this situation when you know what's ahead of you.
Right.
Because it could be a bumpy
and
road. God forbid
you
go 2-4, Chris, not 3-3. Like,
right, right. Now you're fighting maybe for a playoff spot. I mean, the NFC is very forgiving, right? But still, this is a team that's Super Bowl or bust. And so they want to put themselves in good position in the postseason, and really, you know, they want that home field advantage. All right, we'll throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. How big is this game for the Cowboys, and in particular Dak Prescott, and what do you expect to see from Dak in this big game? Your thoughts next is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Rob Parker, and I'm here at the 40th running of the Breeders' Cup World Championship. at iconic Santa Anita Park. Yep. I'll be coming to you live from the races today, but there's going to be some epic international racing all weekend long. Man, I got to say, the Breeders' Cup is one of my favorite events every year. The world's greatest are here in Santa Anita, and you could really feel it. When I walked in today and walked through the crowd of people, people were excited about what's taking place this weekend, because we're talking about the best horses, jockeys, trainers, and owners from all over the world battling it out to share $31 million in purses and awards. Did you hear me? $31 million. That's right. Stakes are very high, to say the least, and it really creates an electric atmosphere. And this year, get this, you can cash in too. Head to BreedersCup.com/contest to play $1 million finish for a chance to win $1 million cash. It's free to play. And all you have to do is pick the correct order of finish of tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Classic. Head to BreedersCup.com/contest now and tune in to all the championship action live starting today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Dak Prescott and facing the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with our man Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you guys today?
Hey, Mark, we're great, man. How are you?
Trying to absorb some of this brand-new NBA tournament they got going on right now, but hanging in there.
What do you think? I kind of like the courts. It lets you
something's different.
Terrible.
You know?
Terrible.
It's like
unless you know it's different.
Courts. It's like the international courts. That's
this is
like.
This is domestic. We're in the United States.
I think the thing I like about it is it does just let you know this is different. This is not just a regular season game.
That's all,
I mean, it's fine. Yeah.
Trying something new. Real quick on Dak. This game's going to be in Dak's hands because the Cowboys hadn't been able to run the ball very well, and Philadelphia's got the best defense in the league, I think, against the run.
Yes.
Yeah, so Dak.
And they're not that great against the pass. So exactly. You would think Dallas will try to exploit that, right?
Exactly. And on the other side of the coin, I think Hurts is going to do the same thing because Diggs is out on the other side, and I think A.J. Brown's going to bully whoever's on the other side is filling in for Diggs.
Bland has been good. Deron Bland's got the three pick sixes, so he's been really good.
Yeah, he has been. Mark, who are you picking in this game?
Philadelphia's the bully on the block. I'm with Chris. Philadelphia's been beating people up. Don't forget, people talk about how physical San Francisco was. The last time we saw San Francisco play Philadelphia in the playoffs, who got beat up?
Right.
San Francisco,
right.
Yeah.
They did.
So
Philly is tough.
I'm taking Dallas in an upset in this game.
I don't think they have enough. I don't think they're physical enough. I think Philly's going to wear them down. They're just going to beat them up by the fourth quarter. That's what they do.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I got Philly in this one.
All right.
That was good.
Thanks.
We'll see. But
appreciate it. Yep. Tommy in Omaha, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
How are you?
What's up, man? How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for taking my call once again. I won't take up too much of your time, brothers. But, this is something that has really been piqued my interest because I really do think that overall, talent-wise, Dallas can hang with them. But they have to show me that they can beat a really good team. And Philadelphia's got their flaws, but when you kind of break down their overall talent, they are a more talented team. And one thing about Jalen Hurts, he beats good teams. He has beat good teams, really good teams throughout his history. And he's not been there that long, but in his short history, he has. And Dallas, they just have not. They can blow away the less talented teams, the lame teams. I mean, the pretty good teams. They can blow them. I mean, they'll blow them off the map once they get rolling, especially when they're at home.
I
think Philly's going to win this one. I think Dak will do okay, but I think that once if they can't get outside and beat those corners, they're going to have a long day.
Yeah, right. Look, I mean, I do think it's going to come on Dak. And, Rob, I don't – when they need Dak to carry him, he's a good quarterback. Nobody will deny that. You're crazy if you don't think that. But he doesn't – you know, he's not at his best when he has to carry the team. And they don't have a run game.
Right.
So that's what they're going to be – he's going to kind of be called on to do this Sunday.
Yeah, that's the big thing with Dak. You don't want him to have to throw 30 times in order to win the game. Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, so I got the Eagles 27-17. But the Cowboys don't need to prove to me they can beat a good team because it's the NFL. I saw literally 3 years ago a Tampa Bay Bucs team that beat one good team in the regular season, and they won the Super Bowl. So because the talent the Cowboys have, they're contenders as long as they make the playoffs.
So you're discounting the last 26 years?
I'm
not buying that, Gary.
No.
Come on, man.
No. I mean,
come on.
Gary. Who was the quarterback on that Tampa Bay team?
I know, like, don't act like it was just Joe Blow.
Right. I mean, come on.
But I'm asking you, Gary, go ahead. What'd you say?
Yeah, I mean, Dak is about as good as Brady was then.
No, he's not. Brady was experienced. Experience. I mean,
but
you can't compare
that to him. If your theory works, then what's happened since 1996 or 1995 with the Cowboys? If it doesn't matter who you beat, Chris, and you get in the playoffs, you could beat anybody. Because it hasn't happened. They've been to the playoffs. They've won the divisions.
The Giants in 07, they won the Super Bowl. They weren't that good of a team.
Well, that was kind of a fluke, but they did win. I mean, you need to prove you can beat good teams. That don't even make sense.
Yeah,
you don't need to prove you can beat good teams.
Right. Come on. Okay, so how did the Bucks do it then?
What?
They beat one.
They had Tom Brady at quarterback,
and they had a
top notch.
They had a hell of a defense.
They had great receivers. I'm sorry. Don't compare Dak Prescott to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was old, Chris.
He still was great.
Still better than Dak Prescott.
Still right. He still was throwing for as many yards as anybody in the league.
Yes, because he had the receivers and the defense and the O-line.
Is Dak doing that now? Dak got the receivers and the offensive line and the defense, too. Is he throwing for as many yards as Brady did? No. So stop it.
Stop, Gary. Come on, man.
CeeDee Lamb is great. And Brandon Cooks can play.
Gary's
take this L.
Today.
Take this L.
And wear it in Houston, like your basketball team's going to do all season. How's that? How are those apples?
Yeah, I thought they'd be better, Rob.
They're bad, Chris.
I mean, it's early, but yeah, they're not looking good. Rocket.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, quickly, because we want to get to Wembanyama, but yeah, your thoughts on the tournament? It sounds like you don't like it. But
hey, you kids, get off my lawn. I'm that guy. You don't need to do all that. I mean, I just like the NBA, if they really believe like this is going to spice it up or it's the same games, you just got a different court, you're wearing some other uniform to try to sell more jerseys. The NBA is a great league. It doesn't have to do bells and whistles and try to trick people into that they need to pay attention more now than they would on a Friday night in November, early November. The season's just starting. What tournament? Stop it.
I'm surprised it started so early. I mean, the season, like you said,
it's only
just
like
started
seven
a couple
games
weeks
in,
ago.
Right? How many games have they played?
Not even
tournament.
That. Yeah, about five. But I'll say this. I kind of like it, though. Like I said, the courts, I mean, some of them are, you know, gaudier than others. But it does let you know it's something different. And that's good. So now I know, this is a tournament game. Okay. And I think, Rob, for us, at least for now, for the next several years, it's not a big deal to us because we didn't grow up with this. But I do think years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years, it'll become a thing.
But help me with
this. And when you're talking about
so
a guy, you might be saying, well, yo, he's got two rings and then four midseason crowns or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Chris,
I think
you believe that?
Yeah, I do, honestly. Like years from now, not now, but years from now, it could, you know, you nitpick, and this will be another minor thing in a debate. Like, who was – well, Harden, no, he hadn't showed up in the playoffs, but he was terrific in the midseason tournaments or something like that. I'm just saying I could see it becoming, you know, kind of a thing. Not as big as the NBA championship, which is, of course, you don't want it to be as big as that. But any competitor, if you're in a tournament, you want to win. When I was in college and we were in a Christmas tournament, guess what? We wanted to win. We never did, but we wanted to win. You know, it's a tournament you want to win. So I think Giannis and these players, they come out, hey, we're in the tournament. We might as well try to win it.
It just feels like the regular season with a funny-looking court and other uniforms. That's what it feels like to me. What tournament? Like, really?
Well, the tournament is that you advance and, you know, you can win a – you win something. That's what it is.
And then people are going to run and be like, oh, my God, did you see last night? The Bucks won their first tournament game. I was glued to my TV set.
Well, I tell you what, people have been saying that about the regular season games. The Clippers-Lakers was a tremendous game. And last night, that's a nice segue, Rob, Victor Wembanyama, did you watch that game?
I saw he went off.
Oh, my gosh. He was phenomenal. 38 points.
He was just averaging, what,
10 rebounds
a game?
Well, yeah, 16 points, right? But in 27 minutes a night.
Right.
They weren't. I think he could be averaging 25 or more and maybe close to 30 if he was playing regular minutes. Last night, Robbie played 34, finally. Most he's played this year or in his career. And they actually went through him more. Like, Heat Rod, this dude is open because he's so tall. And the thing about him that you'll notice, he's constantly moving. Like, he runs the floor like he's a sprinter. So he's all, you know, you can, if you look up, you can get the ball to him on the fast break in transition. But beyond that, in the half court, he's often moving. He might start on the perimeter, but he's moving. He's flashing across the paint, pick and roll. He's constantly setting picks, pick and roll. He's rolling to the basket or popping for a three. He's moving a lot, and I like it. And, Rob, I mean, I think he, believe it or not, because obviously the expectations were incredible, I would argue, Rob, he's actually exceeding them so far. I don't think anybody would have thought in the fifth game of his career he's going to outplay Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. I'm
worried about Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, like, and that Phoenix Suns team. I know it's early, Chris, but man, what's going on there?
They don't look like a championship team.
Am I right?
We know they're going to be
there. I'm just saying, like,
obviously they don't have Bradley,
but they don't. They really don't.
Durant is still a great player, and I don't mean historically great. We all know that he's still great right now, but he's not what he used to be.
He doesn't seem like it. Not yet. And I don't know. Maybe I'm being too judgmental too early. But man, I just.
It's kind of like we talked about last night, Rob, with LeBron. People don't think of Durant as old. He's 35.
He's played a long
time.
He's
in his 15th season.
Right.
If not 16th. I might be wrong on that. Let me check that.
Was he 20 when he came in the league? 20?
Yeah, he came in after his freshman year in college. I think it was still 19.
Then. 19 then, all right.
So he's been playing a lot of basketball. And then, you know, Bradley Beal's banged up. But that injury might be something. You know,
can
the
you
back
imagine
injury.
They went been, and got and
yeah,
did
he's
all
in
that
his
to get
16th
Bradley.
Season.
Yeah, that's a
Durant's
long that's
in
a long
year.
Run.
But Wimbanyama,
we talked about
Rob,
all the great players who only played 13 years, Chris.
Yeah. Right. He's had a full career. Right. If Durant falls off and is done, like just not that good anymore, he still had a full career. Without question. So, but I'm telling you, Rob, Wimbanyama. This kid is special. And
he's
you know
must
what,
see TV
you know what
at this point. I feel like he is.
I got to watch.
He's
I'm like
see.
Glued to his games. And the thing I like about him, at least so far, Rob, he's displayed, he's got that dog in him. Like, he wants the ball down the stretch. He's not afraid to shoot it. You and I have both seen guys that run from the ball at the end of the game. Stars that don't really want it. He wants it. He's not afraid to take big shots. He knows everybody's out to get him or, you know, make a name off of them for themselves off of him. And he's like, I want the smoke. And, Rob, believe it or you believe this? He is third in the league in fourth quarter scoring right now in clutch scoring. Third. The other three guys, LeBron, Steph, and Luka.
Pretty
so this
impressive.
Dude, this dude, yeah.
Out the gate. You know, like sometimes, yep. You know, we've heard about all these great guys. You can't wait to see them, and they're going to be the next hotness, and they don't ever amount to anything. But my goodness, out of the gate, I don't know what part of his game don't you like. What don't you like? There's nothing.
I mean, he's obviously got to get a little stronger.
And that comes in time, right?
If his body, and I don't know that it will, but if his body fills out like close to what Giannis has, it's over. It might be over anyway.
I don't know if he'll be Giannis. You think he'll have a body like that at 7'5"?
Well, no, his shoulders aren't as broad.
Yeah.
But he could be like a Kevin Durant and
you know,
stay
more
like that.
Yeah.
You could be built that way and just get stronger. But Giannis was a stick figure when he came into the league. And
yeah,
I'm not saying he gets to be that.
Right.
But you got big guys that, I mean, Yao Ming was just big. You know, it's not like you can't have a guy that's he's not going to be that big, thankfully, because it might be hard for him at that size. But I'm just saying if he feels out close to what Giannis is, he will be unguarded. Like I said, he might be anyway. He can always get a jumper. He can really shoot well. The three's going to just keep getting better. Like you say, he runs the floor. He posts up. He, you know, he can handle the rock.
He does everything.
Can pass. Yeah, there's nothing he can't do. And, Rob, I think we talked about it, like, yet another wake-up call for our American players.
Yep. I mean, this guy's so versatile. I think I saw him selling popcorn in the second half in the game. It was that easy to him, Chris.
On that note.
All right.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. More basketball coming up next. Not the start that Dame Dollar was hoping for with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. Coming to the Geico. Coming to you from...
The TireRack.com studios.
I'm sorry. I don't know where my head was. I'm sorry. That was a minute. I know, Rob G.
Your head's at the Breeders' Cup, Rob, because we're in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup, including Rob Parker. The Breeders' Cup World Championship, November 3rd and 4th. Countdown begins now. It's already begun, actually, Rob. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com.
And we, Rob G., when we got here, the excitement, you felt it, all the people here at the track here in Santa Anita, which is a beautiful spot. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you had people come in with, you know, fancy dresses and hats.
You see all the hats the women were wearing and whatnot?
Yeah.
You wearing a hat, Rob?
No hat today. I'm just trying to be low-key. I do have on a chocolate brown shirt. You can't miss me.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right? That's not bad, though, chocolate brown.
And we were just talking to Dave Weiss, who's, you know, one of the heads of promotions out here, and he was saying that people are spending $800 for a seat.
For a seat, Chris.
I was like, that's Chris Broussard money right there.
I know.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
But you know what, Chris? If you see any pictures, for real,
it's awesome.
Rob, it's an awesome view, mm-hmm. and the scene here is spectacular.
It's what I imagine Chris's backyard looks like.
Right.
Look
without the
Rob
horses.
Right. Just the compound.
Right.
Well, look, we are – have you done the read, or do I need to do it?
We did
we
it,
We did
Chris.
All that, Chris, okay. 10 minutes ago.
We're radio professionals out here. Okay. Don't let the lax lifestyle fool
right.
you.
Right. What do you think? We just like, okay, we'll just sit here and wait for Chris? We got it done.
Yeah, actually. Rob, one of the tournament games, all the games tonight are, of course, tournaments. Milwaukee is playing the Knicks, and the Bucks are up 54-46 heading into halftime.
Wow, what an impressive performance in the
about 30
tournament.
Seconds left, so we'll see.
If it wasn't for the tournament, they probably would be losing.
Yeah. Damian Lillard robbed 7 points, 4 assists, 2 of 6 shooting. Dame has struggled after that great opening game with the Bucks, where he had 39 points.
Yeah, what has
Rob,
happened
believe
with him,
it or
Chris?
Not, the last 3 games, heading into this one. Now, this one, we'll see. But the last 3 games, he's averaged 15 points on 37% shooting, 26% shooting from 3, and he's averaging fewer than 5 assists a game for the season. And the biggest thing, Rob, is their defense. Now, when the trade was made, remember a lot of people said, Dame doesn't play defense. You got to watch out for that. They're losing Drew Holiday. He was a great defender. And their defense, Rob, which has always been in the top, you know, top 5, top 10 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The year they won it was 9th. Last year, they were 4th. They entered this game 29th in a 30-team
what?
League defensively. Yes.
So it's been that big of a drop-off?
Yes. Yes. Now, again, it's early. We don't want to jump to too many conclusions. But I'll say this, Rob, and you know, this is the price of greatness. Damian Lillard, if they, like, don't have a great year, and I don't mean regular season, I mean playoffs. Like, if they go out in the second round again or first round or whatever, Dame is going to get the blame. I mean, Giannis, you know, he won't escape completely. He'll get a little. But, Rob, he's proven he can win it without another superstar. And I think Dame, you know, forcing his way out of Portland – all those years where he's great, but his teams didn't have much success. If he's in this situation with arguably the best player in the world on his team, and they really are no better than they were a year ago or it might be worse, it's going to come down on him.
It just depends. I mean, because people are going to look at Giannis, too. This is what you wanted. You got your guy. Didn't work out. I don't know.
You don't think the majority would come on down? I think Giannis would catch a little because he's so good. You expect him to win. You got another great teammate.
You talk about all the time. People don't expect guards to lead anybody to a championship.
I don't think anybody's expecting him to lead them.
And I get it. But how bad is he going to be? Is he going to be this bad all year? He won't be this bad.
No. I don't care how good he is. If they lose to Boston in a tough series in the conference finals, that's one thing. But if they go out, I don't think he'll play this bad. No way.
There's
but
no
I'm
way,
just saying
right.
if
not,
they
not
go, I'm not
term.
Talking about him playing this way all year. I'm talking about if they go out in the second round or the first round of the playoffs, the team itself just isn't that good. People are going to – I bet you Dame gets the lion's share of the
– Even if Giannis ridiculous. Plays horribly?
And let's not deal with improbables. I'm not going to say Dame's going to play horribly. I'm not going to say Giannis going to play horribly. I'm talking about the team success.
I know, but last year, one of the reasons is that Giannis couldn't make any free throws that hurt his team as well.
Well, he didn't play horribly, though. He was hurt. And then when he was there, But neither one of them is going to play horribly. They're great players. But right now, the reason they came together was to win. It wasn't even about us individually. It was to win. And since he's the new kid on the block, I think he would get most of the blame, Dan. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. We got an hour left. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.